Hi, Hanik. This is Gail. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. You're traveling to Minnesota. What part?
Minneapolis. My fiance is graduating on Saturday.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh. We lived in Minnesota.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what college.
Oh, really?
Minnesota State, maybe.
It's like no, what? Oh man, no. It's an actual campus, but they also do online, and she did hers online.
Nice, very cool. Well, tell her congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you like Chinese food?
I do. Well, she yes and no. Habits are, she has, she has, thyroid.
Ophelia?
So we have to walk.
Oh, gotcha. Well, if you get hungry for Chinese, there's a place in Eden Prairie just outside of Minneapolis called the Great Mandarin. Best ever.
Okay.
I hated Chinese food until my husband, well, he was my fiance at the time, took me there. Just a little Minneapolis tidbit for you.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check it out. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. So, Hanik, I'm so sorry. Hanik, I've got to get that down. I think you said it was like Hanukkah without the A, right?
Without the ending. It's fine. If you said the way it sounds, you'd spell it H-O-N-I-K.
Gotcha. Where does that name come from? It's very unique.
Hebrew.
Okay, very nice.
It's a biblical name that's Hebrew.
Oh, I like that. That's cool. Well, Hanik, it sounds like you understand the exclusivity of the listing and you know about SEO, you know the value of getting on the first page, and I know you're busy.
Correct.
So any quick questions for me before I get to pricing for you?
No, I mean, I think that because my fiance's, she's already talked to me about this. She's very familiar with it. She's had her own business. And so, no, yeah, I'm familiar with the ins and outs.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the pricing is what I would be looking at.
All right. So what happens once we start working with you on that first page listing is shut down that category. So we won't work with any of your competitors. And that territory is locked down for a 50-mile radius. As a Google Premier Channel partner, we can only work with one company per category, per industry, per area, and that is within the 50-mile radius. So I noticed that you were traveling about 25 miles for most of your projects, so that gives you a nice buffer zone where you know you won't be running into any competitors. You won't be promoting your competitor. Right? You may run into competitors, obviously, you see them on the road, but we won't be promoting your competitors to that first page. Now, Hanik, do you use Facebook?
I do for my personal life. I don't use it for the business at all. I have a at DBC NorCal Instagram, and I have a website, but I need
Okay. And so, I want to take a look at something here really quick. So you were on Home Advisor. It sounded like it didn't work out very well.
It's not that. I'm starting my own company. I'm one person. And so I'm having to grow, I'm having to create capital and so I can put people on payroll. And I'm also a contractor, so I get bigger jobs and subcontract. But it was just too much too fast.
Gotcha.
So I am still with. They put everything on hold for a couple months. It was just too much too fast in the system where, they charge me for the leads, which is fine, but I wasn't landing work quick. It was too much hassle trying to connect with the customers. For how much.
If I had a nickel for every time somebody told me that, smart move putting it on hold. So good news is, getting you on that first page of Google, we can list decks, cabinets, trim, any of those services that you provide, we can use all of those keywords so that when someone is looking for those services, you pop up on that first page. And just like you and you probably do daily, I do it daily. We search for something. We're in a hurry. We find that one company that pops up with good reviews, like you have already. I see a couple out there. You do great work. And they click you and they dial you directly. We don't filter those calls. We don't screen them. We don't sell them.
Putting directly in contact with a customer, I get it.
Yep, exactly. So now you are just about, you're about a year in business. Is that about right?
As far as having my California contractor's license and starting a company here, yes. I've been doing construction building for 20 years.
Perfect. So you definitely know what you're doing then, obviously. So let's,
yep.
So I know you're tight on capital and I know you're trying to build. So I'm going to put you into something affordable I think you'll like. Since you're not using Facebook, the plan I'm looking at is called our Pro. And being that you're new in business, I'm going to knock that rate down for you. So it would be just $249 a month. And then there is a one-time $99 setup fee. And then you'll never see that setup fee again. That covers programming and content creation. But that does that Google local programming to get you on that first page and get you out to all the directories. So we feature you not only on Google, but we'll get you out to MapQuest, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing. There are about 60 different destinations we'll get you out to. And that gives your business more credibility, obviously, and is encouragement for people to call you. And then, of course, we don't work with any of your competitors for that 50-mile range. So your investment today to grab that listing would just be $348. But then monthly going forward is just $249. We pride ourselves here on not having contracts, so you're not locked in. Everything is truly month to month. So we intend to earn your business month in and month out by doing a good job at our job and keeping you on that first page, making those phones ring. Fair enough so far.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like to talk over the weekend with my fiance about it.
Sure.
I know she said that today is the day or whatever, but I feel like I'm interested for sure, and I would like to do it. I know I realize that all the benefits that come with it. I just have to see if I can afford that and that. So maybe is it too late to call back Monday?
I can definitely call you back on Monday. And I'll tell you what, if you're interested in it, I can ping my boss and ask him. Oh gosh, today's Wednesday. What I was going to suggest is I'll ask if I can hold it.
So like worst case scenario, say this opportunity goes by, say a month from now I want to do it. Is that, I get that better do it right now, but, worst case scenario.
So unfortunately, if the listing is used, we won't be able to provide for you because somebody else will be locked into that territory. Does that make sense?
I know this is something that you guys offer. I wouldn't be at the top, but would I still be on the first page or no?
Well, we wouldn't actually be able to do your search engine optimization for you at all if someone else grabs that listing. Yeah.
Okay.
That's that protected territory. So we wouldn't want to be working with your competitors.
I feel like kind of where I'm at is I could probably do it today and, you know, I could potentially do it for, you know, a couple months and kind of see, but you know, if 2 months later I spent $1,000 and it's not generating income for me, then it's not going to be profitable.
So you did say
this is no contract. So if it's not working for me, I can stop it.
Exactly. So let me give you a better idea too. So timeline, it'll take us about 30 to 45 days to get you on that first page. Industry standard is 3 to 6 months. So we cut that in half and we'll get that to you in writing. We do ask for a verbal commitment for the first 2 months to let us get your placement going and really get things rolling for you so that we can truly do justice to you and your business. So if you figure 2 months and the setup fee, you're only looking at $597. And by then, we'll have you on the first page, or you'll probably dump us like a hot potato. And we understand that.
No, I mean, I want to find what works for me and that helps. And I mean, if
you bet.
Could,
you bet.
Not a huge impact. Damn, I do want to do this.
While you're thinking, let me grab this listing.
One concern I have is that I have Instagram set up. I have a website set up, but it needs some work. Like, I need to personalize it. I need a phone number. Not a lot of stuff. Like, I mean, I just wouldn't want it to be put up there without having my contact information. I mean, customers' contact. But I just need to work on it a little bit. So I guess that gives me time since it won't even be up for 45. So the total
actually,
today is basically?
Total today is just 348. Yeah. And by the way, website, I did fail to mention, my bad. We'll build a website for you. We'll make sure it's Google compliant, optimized, conversion driven. We'll do backlinks.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, we'll build that web page for you. So don't even worry about that. You can focus on what you do best.
Okay, sounds good. Let me get
all right. Way. Let me pop a couple
Document.
Screens. I'm sorry, what was
Document.
That?
Document.
Well, I think this is going to be a great move for you. Getting you on that first page is a big deal. That's a big deal. All right, so see if my computer wants to play. There we go. All right. So, Hanek, what is your last name?
Pendergraf. PENDERGRASS.
A-S-S. Got it. Perfect. And what's your email address?
Just I make some people get this wrong. It's not, a lot of people put double S, like as in frog, but it's double S as in Sam.
Sam. PENDERGRASS.
Yeah. Just how it's not Pendergraf.
Got it.
And my email address?
Yes, please.
So it's my initial cp@cbcnorcal.com, all lowercase.
There we go. What was the, tell me again the ad, it was cp at, and it's so
BBC,
yeah, so it's bbcnorcal.com.
Yeah, so cp@dbcmarcal.com, all lowercase.
Perfect. All right. Wonderful. Okay. I'm going to send you two emails. The first one is going to be our just information about our dashboard and analytics. So you'll have a dashboard that you can log in anytime. You can see how many clicks you're getting, how many calls, where searches were performed, add keywords, take keywords out. All of those good things. So that one's on its way. And the second one, let me just change this because I've got to discount your price in here. So now the one I'm sending you is the price I quoted you in writing, so you know what to expect there. And then let's get back over here. I've got your phone number as 707-326-9137.
Correct.
Perfect. Is that also your cell?
It is.
Awesome. And is it also the business line?
It is.
Perfect. And
I tried doing a business line on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
It was more complicated, and I figured I'll just have my main line. Just because so many people have that number, and then
oh yeah,
busier.
Yep.
Personal line.
You bet. You know, and everybody's doing that. I mean, you know, after COVID, so many companies went totally virtual. And I mean, we're running into other contractors like you too, that are, they're just using cell phone and it works. You know, people seem to understand. So I'm going to blow up your phone. I'm going to send you 3 text messages. First one's on the way. That's my direct contact info. And I'll be the lead on your account. Okay. And then the next one is customer service. That way you've got their number if you ever need them. And then the third one is a YouTube video, something for you to watch while you're on the plane or waiting for the plane. And that one is just a tutorial on that dashboard and analytics. So those 3 are on the way. And then, awesome. Next thing, are you able to look at your calendar? Okay, let's look at next week since you've got plans for the weekend. I need to find an hour. The call usually only takes 20 to 30 minutes, but this is our client onboarding call. So you'll sit with our tech. They'll run through everything again, verify everything I took down, make sure it's accurate, and go through keywords, show you how to get pictures and such to us. So I've got time open all week next week. What works best for you? Which day?
That's what I'm looking at. Looks like next week is pretty open.
Okay. Should we do Monday?
I have a doctor's appointment on Monday at 11 a.m.
Okay.
So before then, it could be like 9 a.m.
How about 9 o'clock on Monday? Oh, we could do 8.
Yeah. All
right.
Yeah,
8 o'clock.
Let's do 8. Is
8:30? 8:30. I have to do them on the hour.
Okay. Let's do 8.
Okay. Perfect. Let me grab this. And back over here. So what I'm doing now is I'm setting up a calendar appointment. Once I get that in here, I'll send that to you, and then I'll let you know when that's on the way.
Okay.
And then this is going to be your appointment for onboarding. And as a professional courtesy, if you can't make it or you need to reschedule, just let us know. That's not a problem. All right. So I've got you for 8 o'clock on Monday. So that email's on the way. If you would please, when that email gets there, it'll start with local splash CIE. If you would just hit, there should be a yes, no, or maybe question toward the middle to bottom asking if you'll attend.
I'm going to hit yes.
Perfect. Thank you. And I'm going to try and hurry through the rest here for you because I know you're in a hurry. All right. So I'm going to do some copy and paste here real quick. That'll save us some time, too. And I assume it is your name on the credit card that you'll be using.
Correct.
Okay.
You'll be able to email me a
response. Yes. In fact, as soon as we get through this, you'll get an email with a copy of your invoice, terms and conditions, all those goodies. All right. So what all do we want to list for services? I caught cabinets. Deck, trim, any other
house
services?
Building.
House building.
Yeah, house from the ground up.
And now, do you do remodels too, Hannick?
Yes.
Okay, models, perfect.
Yes, anything construction.
Okay, so I'm going
to... Restoration, ground up, construction.
Fantastic. All right. Okay. Super. That's great. We can use all of those. Perfect. Now, okay, and you don't have, there we go. Find another link here real quick.
So I had a quick question. I think.
Absolutely.
I'll probably let you guys rework the website or do the website, but I do have somebody that I was going to have that I've been work with to build, you know, create a logo and create a nice website and everything. So, I mean, how would that work, say, if I get her to still work on my website? Would you guys be able to say, once she's done, would you guys be able to use mine, or would you still use the one you put together?
We could use yours, absolutely. Absolutely. And if you want to save her the time, we can build that logo for you as well. That it's actually included. I just, okay. My bad, I made the assumption that you already had a logo. But yeah, we can build that for you too.
So I'm looking here, what this email sent me, the one for the calendar, has my name spelled wrong. I don't know if that was intentional or...
Oh, it's not. Okay, let me go back.
And the email looks good.
Do you want to, you can, that'd be great.
I don't know, because I'm on the phone, I don't know how to, because I...
Well, if I lose you...
Kind of thing. Oh, I can just
do that. So, is it your last name or your first name that's spelled wrong, Hannick?
I didn't see my last name on there, but it's my first name that was spelled wrong.
Okay. Spell it for me again, if you would, please.
First name. C, hat, H as in hat, A as in apple, N as in not, O as in ocean, W, and K as in kitten.
Okay. Let me fix that. I have extra letters in there, don't I?
No, I just emailed you too. I don't know if you'll get it, but, it was spelled C-H-O-N-I-K.
Okay.
Might have been my fault because I was just telling you that the way it sounds is H-O-N-I-K.
No worries. We'll get it fixed. No.
And I did email you. I don't know if you get that.
Yeah, let me go take a peek. There we go. Got it. Perfect. Thank you so much. I gotta pop back another screen here and fix your name on this screen. C-H-A-N-O-W-K. Perfect, perfect, perfect. All right.
I'm gonna need you too.
What's that?
I was gonna shoot you another quick email here just with all my info.
Great.
Paper.
I'm going to grab your address there. I'm putting in notes right now for our technician so that they know that you do already have a website in existence. Okay. And you are in Forestville.
Yeah, I'm actually getting ready to move in a month, but... Everything's still set up here, so we'll keep it here and then.
And do you prefer contact by phone, text, or email? Which is easier for you?
Email.
Gotcha.
They're really all fine, but for sure I drive a lot, so service. Email and phone.
And I'm putting in here that you have your California contractor's license. It's not required for us or for Google, but it's definitely something we can highlight that is, it sets you apart from other people.
Yeah, I definitely would like that on there.
You bet. All right. Just check that. And more clicks here. Okay, and that is for Monday, 8 o'clock. I have to put the appointment in one more place. It's perfect. That all looks good. All right, and I've got, as your company name, D.B.C. (NOR) at the end capitalized, C-A-L with the C capitalized. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and is there an Inc. or an LLC behind that?
There isn't. It's a corporation,
okay.
But...
Okay.
I'm putting an E-S-2 with all this information, so that's what I'm quiet in the background.
Gotcha, no worries. Thank you.
Because I'm putting my number...
Oh, good, good, good. Awesome. And I got you at 8447 Birch Street in, well, it says Shomar.
No, I don't even know that address.
All right, let's wipe that out. So you've got a P.O. box, I see. I do need a physical address. That'll be for your Google business profile.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
11820 River Road.
In Forestville. Perfect. 95436.
Yeah.
Awesome. Another little copy paste here. We truly are getting close to the end, and I can let you go finish packing so you can go see your girl.
Oh, good.
All right. That looks good. That looks good. All right. Let me go ahead and assign your subscription. And for now, we're not going to do Facebook. So I'll tell you what, let's do this. I'm going to switch.
I mean, do you think there's a big benefit to doing Facebook?
I do. I really do. And I can give you the same price. Let me just do a little. Yeah.
Let's just keep it as is.
Actually, I am going to upgrade you. Price is the same, exactly the same, but it includes $100 a month in Facebook ads. So we can help you get a business Facebook page set up. It's a breeze. It'll take you maybe 5 minutes. Then we can use that as well. So the cool thing about using Facebook and the reason I think it's so important is so, I searched for pickle juice the other day. You can buy it in the gallon jug if you didn't know. I didn't. It's for leg cramps. But anyway, so I searched on Amazon, and then later I was on my Facebook page, and I'm seeing ads for pickle juice following me all over the place. You've probably seen the same thing with something you searched, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's called retargeting. So what that does is you get all of those impressions, but if you don't get that click, it doesn't count against that $100 credit that you have. So you get basically 3 views on Facebook. When they do click, those clicks only count, it's anywhere between 5 cents and 50 cents against your $100 in Facebook credits. So that goes a long, long ways. So since it's the same price, I think I owe it to you to put that in there for you. So I'm going to do that. Oh, absolutely. Happy to help. I was in construction before I came here, and Yeah. Part of why I came here was because I love the company. They helped my construction company.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And I love being able to work with, I call them my people, like you. I don't do well with stiff shirts.
Yeah. No, I...
All right.
It's really important to work in a good work environment.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and everybody here is just fabulous. All right. We're getting close. There we are.
I put my company name on here, the legal name, my phone number, my email address, my contractor's license number, my Instagram, my full name, and website. Did I miss anything?
I think you got it all. That's fantastic. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Now.
So we're building.
I should have put the address on there, but bam.
Oh. Yeah, it's got it wrong over here, too. Let's fix that. I'm going to have you give me that address again. Oh, I know where the problem is. Okay.
I'm sending it to you right now. So that way.
Awesome. Let's see. So I've got company name, phone. Okay, that looks good. Oh, you just got another one? Okay. Not quite here yet. There we go. One part of our system overrode another, so I've got to go back and make it behave. And 436. There we go. Now it'll behave for us. All right, perfect. Okay, so we're to billing. Let me just double check the spelling. CHANOWK. Pendergrass, PENDERGRASS. Is the company name on the credit card that you'll be using, or is it just your name?
Both. It has my name and my company name.
All right. Then I'll pop that in quick. And then phone number attached to the account, is that the same as yourself?
707-326-9137.
Perfect. And fixed address. That's the River Road address, Floresville. Okay. All right. So Visa, MasterCard, MX?
Visa.
Visa. And I'm ready for those digits whenever you are.
4733. 4230.
4220.
7387.
7387.
0828.
0828. And then expiration, please.
0325.
BF25. And then the security code.
967.
967. Update that. All right. Looking good. All right. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to send this invoice through. And so it'll be for $348. Once that goes through, and I'll let you know when it's on the way, you'll get yet another email. That one is going to say, welcome to Local Splash. And then what I'll need you to do is scroll all the way down, and it should have just sent to you. It might take a minute to get there. Scroll all the way down, and there should be a should ask you to accept. That's our written terms and conditions, and I'm going to go through that while we wait for that to arrive. When you get there, should be in it.
I'm on it now.
Fantastic, and I'll ask you to type your name as it appears. And then if you get to a, okay, cool. Did you get to a login screen?
I did.
Perfect. All right. And you won't be able to log in. I know that always confuses people. It's kind of silly. But they will give you that login on Monday when you sit down with our tech. All right. So the very last thing we have to do is we have to do the voice verification. This is required of us as a Google Premier Channel partner. It does get recorded, and it's attached to your file and an added form of protection for you. So this will outline your service agreement with Local Splash. So there are a couple of prompts I'll ask you for. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of your business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Are you ready?
Yep, go for it.
I'm so used to saying it quick. DBC.NORCAL.
Perfect.
The way you said it.
Yep.
The way it shows you.
DBC NORCAL. Got it. All right. Perfect. And then please state your name and title within the business.
Honick Pendergrass, owner, operator.
Perfect. Thank you. You're doing great. All right. And then, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I am.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
I am.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, or texts coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
So your payment for the initial term, so your first month, and account setup were just run through today, May 4th, boy, I'm getting ahead of myself, May 4th, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $348. This is your first month plus a $99 setup fee. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 4th of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue the agreement for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days, if I can get the marbles out of my mouth, 3 days prior to July 4th. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do have a question though.
Absolutely, fire away.
So you did the first billing today, right?
Correct. So that covers
June.
Yep. So that
to June
exactly.
I'll get billed again July 4th.
Yes, you got it.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know when.
You bet.
And then you said you will be sending me an invoice.
Yep, that should actually, it's the one that's called Welcome to Local Splash that you scroll down and hit the accept on. That should also contain your invoice.
Let me see here. It doesn't. It says, Dear Honick, thank you for choosing Splash. Click here for the subscription terms. Like, on the actual email, there's, when I scroll down, there's nothing more. It does say access your dashboard. Gives me the contact info.
Let me see what's up with it. Every once in a while I get a copy of it, and I didn't. There we go. Okay. Dashboard. I'll tell you what, I'm not able to resend it from here. Let me make a note, though, for our tech so that they can resend that to you. Let me do that.
I just got to get it into QuickBooks.
Gotcha. You bet. I will ask them to resend that for you. so that you have a copy of that. Okay. We definitely want you to have a copy of that invoice. And I'm puzzled that it's not in the one that says welcome to Local Flash. The one where you scroll down. Okay. I'll ask them what's up and how to get that to you.
Okay.
All right. And you're free to go. I want to congratulate you. I think this is going to be a great move for your business.
No, I'm excited. I hope it is.
Good.
I was about to make a move on some marketing, but I was hesitant because I just want it to be the right fit. So
it's
still in my lap, and hopefully it turns out the way I want it to.
Well, good.
Thank you for your time.
You bet. Likewise. Okay. And have a safe trip to Minneapolis.
Will do. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Hanuk.
Have a good weekend, Gail. Bye-bye.
You too.